How to repair your intuition and heal your animal body through learning to distinguish between wisdom and wounding. I'm Christelle Arcucci, the founder of the Soul Purposed Network. So this audio is based upon the assumption that every adult has trauma to unwind. And trauma includes anywhere from being in a car accident or having a serious illness or injury to a pet dying, a loved one dying, getting a divorce, buying a house, losing a job. There are so many ways that we experience trauma. And then on the extreme of that is addiction or abuse creates a greater level of trauma in the body-mind. So we're working with the assumption that all of us have trauma to unwind. And the key component of our work today is learning to distinguish between wisdom, guiding our choices, and wounding, running our lives. So how you start this practice is first at looking at and working with making choices from your intuition and animal body that are of very low importance. So the first example I want to give you is getting dressed in the morning, or if you plan your outfits at night, same thing, that you move into a state of connection, mind, body, heart, soul, by feeling your feet on the floor, taking a deep breath, gently moving your body so that you feel that connection, and then going to your closet and asking, what is the best color or outfit for me to wear tomorrow to support me to step into my greatest power and expression on a soul level? Notice what your mind says. And notice what your body guides you to. And at first, the mind will use logic, and when it's disconnected from the body. Of course, this is not meant to demonize the mind at all. It's just when the mind is disconnected from the heart and body wisdom, it can tell us all manner of stories that are not true, supportive, rooted in animal body wisdom or intuition. So, at first, when you start this practice, the mind is going to be like, this is the thing. Listen to me. I'm the boss. And part of this healing is making choices from a deep space of connection. So it's important to be in observer. Again, you're standing in front of your closet. There is no great risk. Nothing is at stake here. So you listen to, oh, the mind says I should wear this teal colored dress. Yet my animal body says, no, the coral skirt and the purple top. And that in that moment, there will be at the beginning of this practice a little bit of discomfort in listening to the animal body wisdom. Because even as I said that, you know, there was a part, my mind was like, wait, those are really bold colors together. How do they even go? What's going on? And this is a made up example. So even while I'm doing this example for you, my mind is overriding this example. So as I build that trust in my animal body, I'm like, okay, I'm going to trust myself and make this choice to wear this outfit and go on with my day. The same thing you can do with eating. When you sit down to eat or when you're choosing what you're gonna have for lunch, ask your animal body from a place of deep connection. Again, become anchored in your place of connection by taking deep breaths, by feeling your body, by recognizing where you are in time and space. Then ask the question, what can I eat for lunch that will support the highest expression of my body, mind, and soul in this moment? And if you're choosing from a menu or choosing from your refrigerator, again, pay attention to what the mind says and what the body says. So as you do this practice, those two things are a great place to start with what you wear and what you eat. And noticing how often the body wisdom and the mind pull you in two different directions. So then begin working with those practices. Then in moving on to the next stage of this unwinding and healing and learning to distinguish between wounding and wisdom would be in attending certain events or going out to a party, an event, or meeting someone or something. So if you are in a phase of deep trauma where there's a fear of going out to things, there can be, there's healthy fear that comes from wisdom, and then there's wounded fear that obviously comes from the trauma and the wounding. So this is not to say the fear is bad, and if you feel afraid, that is wounding. That is part of this distinction, is beginning to really learn what emotions, what feelings and sensations in your body are rooted in truth, where you can stretch yourself, where you can expand your comfort zone, where and when to challenge yourself in a way that is rooted in wisdom and not in wounding, because the wounding fear will push us to do things that the cost is too great. Like, for example, I have done that to myself many times with attending retreats or workshops or business events where I've just been like, you have to go. You're going to miss out if you don't get it. You need this information. If you don't get this information, your business is going to fail. Okay. That was a really good example of wounded fear driving me. So as I was working on this piece of it in my own practice many years ago, when I was attending a lot of business events because I was expanding my knowledge and understanding of business and growing in a big way, I was attending a lot of events, and most of those events were in hotel conference rooms with recycled air and fluorescent lights and no windows. And it was hard on me, and rooms with, you know, 50 to 500 people, not my ideal environment. So when I was doing this practice back then of really listening to my animal body and my intuition and being guided by a choice that was deeply rooted in my intuition and my animal body, then I would negotiate with myself and use my inner guidance to help me choose. So for example, if I was going to a two-day event, there would be morning and afternoon sessions, sometimes evening sessions, but there would be a lunch break, there would be a dinner break. So I would move into my body mind as I was deciding, first of all, if I was even going to go to the event, to be like, is this in my highest and best good to attend this event? If the answer was yes, then I would choose which sessions I attended based on my animal body wisdom. So I would often like go to the morning session and then leave after lunch, or I would show up at the end of the lunch break and then attend the afternoon session. Sometimes I would walk out in the middle of a session and go sit in the sun, or I would go for a walk around the block and then come back for the next session. I let my animal body wisdom guide me. Yes, absolutely, I was missing out. There were sessions that I didn't hear. I also would make the choice from guidance. I would say, which of the sessions that would be in my highest and best good to attend? And I would trust that I would be there for the things I really needed to hear. And magic happened. Magic happened. Like the sessions I would be at, I was like, yep, this is the one that I need to be at. So I had that affirmation, as well as the fear voice that was driving me that if I don't attend it, my business is going to fail. I was like, that is not accurate information. That is coming from wounding. So honey, I love you, and we'll be at the sessions that we need to be at. Because when we are in that place of deep connection, body, mind, heart, and soul, when we are rooted in our being, what we need shows up. So all of this practice is about helping you to be anchored in your body, mind, heart, and soul, to be in that place of deep connection, to notice when our trauma and wounding pulls us off center, and help us to be anchored in that deep place of connection. And being okay with the things that we miss out on, and learning to really choose what we attend or what we do, and the places that we stretch and challenge ourselves from a place of positive choice, meaning empowered choice, that we're stretching ourselves in ways that it's easier to heal. Like if you think of this in a physical way, if I am working on learning to do the splits and I can't even go halfway down. It would be like overriding my body wisdom, would be forcing myself into the splits on the first day. That's going to create more trauma and wounding. But if I realize that, you know, I'm going to do the practice of learning to do the splits a little bit every day, I'm going to know that there are certain days that it's best for me to not practice at all. And then there are other days where it's going to be like, I'm going to have to pull back. That it was like, yesterday I went further, but for whatever reason, today my body feels tight and contracted. So it's learning to really distinguish and choose from our wisdom so that we know where to challenge ourselves in ways that are healthy. Just like if you have a yoga practice, that wisdom of knowing how far to go in a pose, when to challenge yourself, when not to challenge yourself, so that we're anchoring our choices from a place of wisdom and not from wounding. Because when we make choices and push ourselves and challenge ourselves from a place of wounding, we re-traumatize ourselves or create new trauma. So my invitation to you is to take on this practice. And again, take it on in your everyday life in small things that are low risk. Or, you know, there's it's not a great cost of like, if I wear coral instead of teal, like nothing bad is going to happen. So in doing it in that way, it builds the muscle. So when it comes to something like an event or taking a course or adding something to your schedule, you've built the wisdom. You've built the wisdom muscle so that you learn to distinguish when the fear in your mind is driving you and telling you stories that are rooted in wounding. And when it's your body wisdom going, okay, let's take this course and know that I only have 2 hours a week to work on it. Or I'm going to go to this event, yet I'm only going to participate in some of the sessions. And of course, I fully realize not all events, like the events that I'm talking about going to, it was not dependent on me. It wasn't a big deal that I wasn't in the room. So, you know, some events, they want your full participation. So, but I hope that was a helpful example. So the main lesson of this audio today is to anchor yourself in your being, in whatever ways you do that. Connect body, mind, heart, and soul. Come into the present moment and learn to distinguish when your intuition is guiding you, when your animal body is guiding you, and when your wounding or a wounded fear is pushing you forward.